Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Hope with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, more than 120,000 customers have been affected by the storms on Sunday, with almost 11,000 insurance claims made so far. Over 80 Energex crews are working to repair fallen power lines around Greater Brisbane. Free green waste drop-offs have been opened by Brisbane City Council at resource recovery centres until the 2nd of November in response to the storm. While the rain has helped fight fires, they are still burning by Duck Lagoon on North Stradbroke Island.
The owner of a Queensland pineapple farm has been cleared of charges after a worker was electrocuted in July 2021. The 25-year-old worker was killed while working near a harvester that came close to a sagging power line. After investigation by Work Health and Safety, Pineapple Farm owners Colin and Nathan Stevens were both charged with one count each of failure to comply with electrical safety duty. In February this year, Colin Stevens was cleared, but Nathan Stevens was found guilty. This was appealed, and Judge Lincoln Crowley has now found him not guilty due to uncertainty of how long the power line had been unsafely sagging before the incident.
In national news, a fire at Tip Top's Canning Vale factory has caused a sliced bread shortage across Western Australia. The company is running at reduced capacity while transporting bread from South Australia to meet demand. A Perth-based bakery, Mears, has even stepped in to help by baking some of Tip Top's products and sharing supply across retailers. Coles and other supermarkets have warned of temporary shortages and introduced purchase limits to some regional stores, but Tip Top is working to safely restore full operation soon.
San Remo conservationists have said that the wombats are under threat in Back Beach due to human activity and off-leash pet dogs. On Victoria's base coast, San Remo is the gateway to Phillip Island, which is a popular tourist destination. The conservationists have said that wombats have been displaced due to rapid development around the area. They're asking for the council to do more work to protect wombat populations.
In international news, more than 60 people have been killed in a police action in Rio de Janeiro that targeted cartel members overnight, just days before the city is set to hold multiple international gatherings. The action was Rio's deadliest ever, leading to 80 further arrests that targeted lower-level members of the major gang, which humanitarians are calling a tragedy for not going near leadership, describing it as a military operation. Rio is set to hold the C40 Global Summit of Mayors and Prince William's Earshot Prize next week, followed by the COP30 International Climate Summit in mid-November.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with possible showers throughout the day. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.